RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. As we're rolling on a what I am now calling a get over the hump day Wednesday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Appreciate you tuning in. Shout out to all my truck drivers, overnighters, third shifters, early morning and late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early. Y'all know what it is. And shout out to all my people already on the way to work, already at work, already clocked in. And even my people listening in the bed right now, because I know y'all are out there too. And that's all right. Look, SEC Media Days is going on right now. And yesterday was UGA Day. They headline all the teams at SEC Media Days yesterday. And we all know there was an elephant in the room. Everybody wanted to hear what Kirby Smart, Brock Bowers, Cedric Van Praan all were going to have to say about what's been going on at the University of Georgia. Not on the field, because on the field has been pretty successful, but what's been going on off the field. So, without further ado, let's get to it by going around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
All right, the Dogs were at SEC Media Days yesterday. Kirby Smart took the podium around, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Central Time, somewhere around there. And he talked about it straight up. Let's hear it. Kirby Smart on the culture at UGA.
I would say talk to any of the players within our organization. Talk to the retention rate that we keep with our players. Our players respect the fact that they're under a microscope and that they always will be as athletes. But we've got one of the highest character, highest GPA, one of the best teams we've had. So I'm very confident about our team and our culture.
Good answer. You know, look. Kirby is not going to say anything crazy. He's going to give you the bare minimum, or he gave you the bare minimum. He's not going to have to talk again until the season starts, probably, hopefully. So he went in there. He said what he had to say, gave you the bare minimum, did what he had to do, answered the questions asked. He didn't shy away from any questions. So I do applaud Kirby Smart from that perspective and from that point of view. And he got it done. And look, hopefully nothing else comes out about what this team is doing off the field. Transpirings of accidents or speeding tickets and violations and things like that. Hopefully there's no more news comes of that, because they took all they could handle here this offseason. So hopefully things have calmed down. Hopefully now that all the guys are back together pretty much and you're working out and getting ready for the upcoming season, hopefully there's just not going to be any more of that going on. And look, I don't know. We don't know. You don't know about any punishments that Kirby have or may give out maybe he implements or already has implemented, for all we know, a policy where maybe certain teams on the – maybe certain guys on the team can't drive. Maybe freshmen on the team can't drive, or who knows. It's all speculation, but Kirby feels good about the culture. And for Dog fans, you can be concerned, but at this point, all you can do is just hope things change, have changed, and will continue to change for the better. So that was Kirby Smart on the culture at UGA. Cedric Van Praan, he did, the junior offensive lineman for the Georgia Bulldogs, he did talk about there needing to be more accountability and leadership in the UGA locker room. And I really liked hearing this from Cedric. He made it a point to where, look, this isn't all on the coaches. This isn't all on the staff. The players have to take some accountability too. Like, we are brothers and we have to hold each other accountable. And, you know, we have to know when to maybe drive one of our teammates home, drive one of our brothers home, and not let them be in a situation where things possibly could go sideways. So let's hear from Georgia offensive lineman Cedric Van Praan on accountability and leadership in the UGA locker room.
One, it takes a realization within each other to realize that we are all responsible for each other, in the sense of when one person makes a mistake, it's not just on you, it's on everybody. So you don't only look bad, we all look bad. But also, I think as a brother, you have to understand that usually that guy is beating himself up for the mistake that he made. And it's not on you to go curse him out. It's not on you to go put him down, because we all make mistakes. We all fall short. And yes, you have to take responsibility, but it's also on you to help that guy. All right, so you had this issue. If we're out and I know that you possibly can make that issue again, and nah, bro, I got you. I'm gonna take you home. You good. Like, it's those type of things that I think are how we're looking to handle it and how we have been handling it.
Beautifully said there from Cedric Van Praan. You just have to be aware of certain situations, where you're at, what you're doing, the consequences of your actions. And again, your brother's got to be there to pick you up too. And he made a good point. It's not always good to just yell at a guy and be like, nah, you can't be doing this, bro. Sometimes dudes are obviously heard about the mistake they made as well, and sometimes you just got to take them under your wing and just be there for them. So I think it was all very well said when talking about, again, accountability and leadership in the UGA locker room, and guys holding each other accountable but also being there for each other at the same time. So that was good. So they addressed what they had to address about the off-the-field issues and the off-the-field concerns, but also on the field concerns were talked about as well. And Brock Bowers, who we're all hopeful as UGA fans and Georgia Bulldog fans could, fingers crossed, maybe, just maybe, be a Heisman hopeful. Well, yesterday at SEC Media Days, he talked about the team as a whole. Obviously, back-to-back national champions. Brock Bowers has been a part of both of those squads. He talked about the team fighting complacency yet again.
Yeah, I think Coach Mark talked about it a little earlier, but it's kind of like the whole thing that better never rests, and we're trying to battle complacency. And coming off of two national championships, we're just trying to stay hungry and be the best we can be every single day. And I feel like we've been doing a pretty good job at that, and we just got to keep it going throughout fall camp and into the season.
what the Dogs had to say at SEC Media Days yesterday. By the way, if you hadn't heard, Kirby Smart also joined Andy and Randy, as well did Brock Bowers, and I believe Kamari Lassiter, the junior defensive back for Georgia. I think he joined Andy and Randy as well yesterday. That was around, Andy and Randy were on around the time that they were doing their post-media or post-podium, you know, big podium, big media session round. So make sure you go tune in to the Andy and Randy podcast page and you go check out the Kirby Smart interview, the Brock Bowers interview. And again, I believe they had Kamari Lassiter on yesterday as well. So make sure you go check out all those interviews. You can find them at 929thegame.com and just go to the Andy and Randy page and they will be there for your listening pleasure. So again, hopefully all of the off-the-field issues are behind the Georgia Bulldogs now. They have gone through it. They have talked about it at SEC Media Days. Hopefully now they can solely focus on what is to come this season and how they are going to win a third straight national championship. Focus on how they're going to win a third straight title. So that was probably Kirby Smart's maybe roughest day. I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure he has tougher days as UGA head coach, but it's probably a sigh of relief for Kirby, honestly, that he got that out of the way yesterday. He can take a deep breath and just focus on football, which is what we all know Kirby wants to focus on, and that's what he mainly wants to do, is coach football, recruit, and win Georgia more national championships. So, Georgia done with SEC Media Days, and SEC Media Days will continue. Alabama highlights the day today. Nick Saban going to be out there with Kool-Aid McKinstry, J.C. Latham, and the Alabama Crimson Tide will be in the spotlight today as the Georgia Bulldogs were yesterday as SEC Media Days continue. But we will continue by talking about the Atlanta Falcons. 5 minutes from now, Desmond Ridder, he's talking about how he's going to benefit from what he went through in year one to what he will go through in year two. That's 5 minutes from now. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.